Hey there, it's Will O'Callaghan here from Off The Ball, and before you dive into this podcast, here's one you're going to want to stick in your diary. This coming Friday, Apple Green's annual 24/7 event is back, and for just one day only, they've got loads of brilliant offers across their stores. You can pick up a chicken fillet roll or a breakfast roll for just €2.47, have a car wash for €2.47, or grab a packet of Tato crisps for just 24 cent. There are some great food offers too. You've got Whoppers, selected 6-inch Subway sandwiches, Taco Bell beefy melt burritos, and Chopstick small bite boxes, all available for, you guessed it, €2.47. It's only happening this Friday, so don't miss out. Head along to your local Apple Green store and make the most of these fantastic one-day-only offers. Terms and conditions do apply. And now, enjoy your podcast.
Alan Reynolds, looked like it was going to be quite a frustrating night for Bohemians there until an electric last 15 minutes. Just talk us through those 15 minutes first before we get on to the game.
Yeah, look, come here. It was cagey, as you said, through the game. The last 15 minutes were electric. The crowd were bouncing. We were brave in our substitutions. A lot of attacking players on it. Harry Vaughan, Dale Rooney, Dougie Dion make an impact in that end. And, great character, I would have thought, from 1-0 down. Great, what a way to win it. Like the last game in Daly Mount, the last European game, and Ross Tierney, who's a legend here. He's come in and he wears his heart on his sleeve, and Bowes means so much to him. To end it with a goal like that was one of the best ones you've seen.
Those 74 minutes or so before that goal were really frustrating for your side. They made it tough for you, and it probably looked like you were knocking down the door a couple of times, but just couldn't find that goal to get the top off the performance so far.
Yeah, I think the challenge is, and what people struggle with is, League of Ireland is crash, bang, wallop, and you get after each other and all that. This one is tactical and it's different, and the crowd are looking and going, what's going on here? They want the normal. But I felt after half an hour they scored, they sat back and said, right, we'll take this, got tired, and we went through the gears, and I thought we were really strong, and we finished really strong, as I said, and I think we deserved that at the end, but we had to work hard for it.
Did you get a sense throughout the game that they were trying to frustrate the side? There was a couple of little niggly fouls and stuff throughout it as well.
Yeah, I would have thought so. But look, I mean, that's part and parcel of it. I'm sure there'll be plenty of that over in Kosovo next week, but it's halftime.
It's probably no coincidence that those last 15 minutes as well, the fitness from your side, were in the middle of a season against a side who are just kicking off their season.
That's it, and it's something we spoke about all week, to go, look, just keep the momentum, keep the tempo of everything up. And it's difficult because teams are trying to spoil it, but to try and do it, and as it goes on, you get your rewards later on, which we did.
You spoke about Ross Tierney there and him being a legend at his club. Like some of the players who've played at this place in Europe through the years, Zinedine Zidane, Henrik Larsson, and he has scored the final ever goal in this place. Must be pretty special for both you and him.
Yeah, look, it is. I'm delighted. I'm so proud of him and proud of the players and all the staff. They're absolutely top class. But when you hear all those names are rolling off, what a place like this is. The history of this of Daly Mount is unreal. And what a fitting way to finish it by, somebody who's come through the ranks here at this club and gone away and come back, and the club's mean so much to him.
Looking ahead then to next Thursday in Kosovo, what are you expecting from them? They're presumed they're going to have to come out of that shape that they sat in for.
Yeah, I tell you, they're a good team. I think a lot of people disrespected them. I think they thought this was a given, that you come here and you win comfortably. I knew that wouldn't be the case. They dominated the last two games. Like Conor Key went into low blocks in both and come and break us down, and had a goal save for the last 20 minutes over there. But I knew it would be challenging, and we got to respect them, and it'll be difficult.
And Reynolds, congratulations tonight. Best luck next week.
All the best. Thank you.
Hey there, it's Will O'Callaghan here from Off The Ball, and before you dive into this podcast, here's one you're going to want to stick in your diary. This coming Friday, Apple Green's annual 24/7 event is back, and for just one day only, they've got loads of brilliant offers across their stores. You can pick up a chicken fillet roll or a breakfast roll for just €2.47, have a car wash for €2.47, or grab a packet of Tato crisps for just 24 cent. There are some great food offers too. You've got Whoppers, selected 6-inch Subway sandwiches, Taco Bell beefy melt burritos, and Chopstick small bite boxes, all available for, you guessed it, €2.47. It's only happening this Friday, so don't miss out. Head along to your local Apple Green store and make the most of these fantastic one-day only offers. Terms and conditions do apply. And now, enjoy your podcast.
Ross Tierney, a 2-1 win in Europe, but maybe more importantly for you personally, the last ever goal in Europe in Daly Mount has gone to yourself. Talk us through it.
Yeah, obviously we knew going into the game, it's the last European game, so we wanted to make sure we came away with the win. I think first half we actually played well. They probably got the penalty against them on play. I think they took chances playing out and probably suited our press. I think they got lucky a couple of times that we did nick it. We just weren't clinical. But we knew coming towards the end of the game our fitness to take over, and I think that happened.
They kind of frustrated you throughout the game. Like the penalty was their only shot on target until late into the second half. A couple of little niggly fouls there, the ref wasn't giving some of them as well. Did it feel that way throughout the game?
Yeah, I think they probably sort of slowed the game down when the ball went out of play. It's obviously
they seem to like you anyway.
No, you wouldn't think, would you? but like you said, you could see they were playing away from home. They came across here today, and I think they tried to slow it down. And I think once they scored the one goal, I think they were happy to go back with a one goal lead. But thankfully, that didn't happen.
Your fans were there, walked by you and won you the last goal. A couple of the players have scored it throughout the years. Zinedine Zidane has played here. Henrik Larsson has scored here as well. Your name will forever be in the history books as the last person to score here in Europe.
That's obviously something to look back on when I retire. It's something to dwell on now. We've got another half to go next week, and hopefully we can continue our European journey. But like you said, it's obviously something nice to have.
Did you feel that goal was coming in the last 15 minutes, maybe, when they're on the start of their season, you're in the middle of yours? It certainly felt like watching from the stands that the tide was turning.
Yeah, you could feel it in game. I think the crowd could feel it as well. It started to get a bit louder, and I think the subs that came on today impacted the game. I think you can see our fitness levels, not just the starting 11, it's the sub that come on and impact the game. But like you said, yeah, you can feel it in games. They start got a little bit deeper and you can see the gaps appearing, and thankfully we took advantage of that.
Looking ahead to next week then in Kosovo, it's going to be a similar occasion to the St. Joseph's game, where they'll have to come out of that shell that they were in a little bit more and take the game to you. Is that something that can suit you, or do you have to change your game plan then entirely when they do that?
No, I think we just got to look after ourselves. I think teams that come out and play against us probably suits us better. I think you could see last week, 2 weeks ago when Joey sat in, it's a bit difficult to break down. But like I said today, towards the end of the game, we knew their fitness would dwell on that, and I think we took advantage of that.
Congratulations, Ross. Enjoy that win. Enjoy the goal. Best of luck next week.
Thank you.